Our sermon scripture this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his donkey, his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." May God bless the reading of his holy word.
Good morning. My name is Emily S. Walker. My parents are Steve and Kim Walker, and my brother is Adam. In June, I was blessed with the opportunity to travel with some amazing people to Kajiado Children's Home in Kenya. I would like to begin by thanking the congregation for this opportunity. I was able to go on this mission trip through a scholarship the church offered to a college student. This opportunity was such a blessed time spent with some amazing, God-fearing people and some wonderful children. Kajiado, Kenya is a rural village in the southern part of the country. Kajiado Children's Home, which is run by the nonprofit Hope for Kajiado, serves children that have lost their parents or their parents can no longer care for them. KCH provides care, shelter, food, and an education for these children. On the same property as KCH is also Kajiado Valley School of Excellence. This school started out as just a small primary school, but has quickly grown to be a primary school, a junior school, and a pre-primary school. There are now more than 300 kids that attend Valley School of Excellence. When we first arrived in Kenya, it was very late, so we spent the night in a hotel. In the morning, we went to the Giraffe Center, where we got to feed some giraffes that live on a reserve. We then went on to Kazuri Bead Factory. It is a women-owned and operated business where all the beads are made by hand. Each and every bead is made unique and different. After some time spent looking around the Kazuri gift shop, it was time for us to make the hour and a half drive down from Nairobi to Kajiado. When we first pulled up to Kajiado, the gates were open and the kids came running down the lane toward us. It was such an emotional experience. These kids were so excited to see us and have us there. As soon as we got down the lane and off the bus, we were showered with hugs. The kids were so excited to show us around the new buildings going up on property. One little boy named Isaac took my hand and showed me all around campus. He took me to each and every building and told me what each one was. We then got all of our things in the houses we were sleeping in, and then it was time to eat supper. Each night after supper, we had devotional. The devotional on the first night was led by a couple of the staff from KCH. They focused on Psalm 46, 1 through 2. This passage talks about fearing not, because God is our shield and ever present help in trouble. The kids were exhausted, and so was I, so they went right to bed after devotional. The next morning, after being greeted with hugs from all the kids and after breakfast, the team and I had to unpack the many, many suitcases of donations we brought. It took the 12 of us a couple of hours to unpack everything that was brought. Ruth, the headmaster of the home, came in and was chatting with one of the team members. She told us that her prayers were answered because they had just run out of socks for the kids. We brought so many items that Ruth had to get more tubs to put the items in, and then we still had to pack some of the things into the suitcases they were brought in to be stored. One of the team members, Carla, brought headbands for the girls, and they were so excited. They wore their headbands for the rest of the time that they were there. The dorms that the kids sleep in remind me of what a summer camp looks like, with the bunk beds lining the walls. Each kid had a trunk that they kept all of their belongings in. In the afternoon, we were supposed to have Zoom meetings so that the children could meet with their sponsors. Unfortunately, technology is only good when it works, and not many of the Zoom meetings were able to take place. One couple that was on the team, Evan and Marisa, are professional videographers. They have been working with KCH for a couple of years now, and they donate their time and talents to create videos. They are doing the KCH videos in their spare time, so they don't have any of the videos from this year posted quite yet. But here is a video that they made last year about KCH.
Kajiado Children's Home is a home for different categories of children, all in need of care and protection. We have children who have been orphaned and have no adult care. We have children who have been abused, children with parents in prison. We also have emergency rescues, girls rescued from early marriages and FGM. The home was started in 1997 by a missionary couple, the late Larry Rapp and his wife Linda. They came to Kenya as missionaries, worked in Maasailand for several years, and during their mission work, they interacted with so many children, many of whom were not receiving proper care at home, so they felt the need to do something to fill that gap. We provide for their basic needs like food, we provide medical care, we provide love. You see, some of them have never been loved, so we do our best to be parents to these children. We've just completed building a primary school, one of its kind, through the generous support of donors through Hope for Kajiado, which is a charity organization registered in the US. With this primary school now, children will not have to walk long distance to school. They will not have to cross the dangerous, busy highway. Through the school, we shall be able to provide quality education, something that was lacking. We integrate technology in all our learning, as we have a fully functional computer lab. We have a library, and we do our best to encourage a culture of reading. So every morning, children go to the library. This will boost their communication and boost also their English. We have different clubs in the school, which will also boost their confidence. We've started film classes. We are looking forward to start journalism clubs. We've started different sporting activities like cycling. We are looking forward to having a soccer field where all children will be accommodated. So we are grateful to all who have been supporting our children at Kajiado Children's Home. And with the continued support, we shall be able to carry on this great mission for generations to come.
Us team members were divided up and given a night to do the devotional. Annie Foote and I chose to do our devotional on the Good Samaritan. We read the passage to the kids, and then we had a little craft for them. We gave them each a piece of paper and had them draw a heart. We then had them rip the heart to resemble the heart of the injured man as the priest and the Levite passed by them. We then gave the kids a bunch of stickers that they used to repair the heart, and that was to resemble when the Samaritan man helped the injured man. We emphasize that everyone is our neighbor, and it does not matter whether you live next door or all the way across the world. The next morning, a couple of the team members and I got up extra early so we can try and spot Mount Kilimanjaro from campus. The clouds broke just in time for us to see the mountain. The mountain was about 90 miles away from KCH, so it was amazing that we were able to see it. This day was a Sunday, so before church, all of the kids were outside playing. Many of the boys were playing soccer on the newly leveled play field. This year's True North VBS was helping to raise funds to create a flat, safe space where kids can play at KCH. Later in the morning, we had church with the kids. The kids led most of the service, and there was lots of singing and dancing. They brought in a guest speaker since KCH currently does not have a pastor. After church, the girls swarmed me and asked me if they could braid my hair. I begrudgingly said yes and let them braid my hair. At one point, there were four or so girls braiding my hair. They were not the most gentle when braiding, so my scalp hurt for a while. They told me that they wanted to make me look like a doll, and I think they succeeded. The girls also got to Carla's hair. After lunch, Agnes came to campus. Agnes is a local Maasai woman that makes beaded items. Everything she makes is beaded by hand and is so beautiful. These pictures are ones that I took from the internet because I did not get pictures of Agnes's work, but they look similar. This night's devotional was about Jesus being the Good Shepherd. The kids made little sheep out of cotton balls and clothespins. The kids had a lot of fun with this craft, and they even drew pastures for their sheep to live on. On Monday, we watched the kids with their morning assembly at the flagpole. All of the school kids meet here every morning to start their day. They recite some things, pray, and one of the older students speaks to the younger ones, telling them to have a good day and to learn a lot. After the morning assembly, the team and I headed off to Namanga Hope Center. Namanga is a town located on the Tanzanian border that is stricken with poverty. The goal of Namanga Hope Center is to help vulnerable children with educational and health needs. It was started by Richard, a KCH alum, who wanted to help the children in his town like he was helped by KCH. We listened to Richard talk about Namanga, and then we went out to a school to meet some of the children that Namanga Hope Center is supporting, which is who you see on the right. After getting back to KCH, we got to tour Valley School of Excellence. We got to see the classrooms that the students learn in, including the classroom that was sponsored by St. John's. In such a short time, the Valley School of Excellence has gone from nothing to one of the best schools in Caggiato. Ruth was telling us that parents are pulling their children out of other schools to send them to Valley School of Excellence. This night's devotional was about Jesus washing away our sins. Ashley and Jason, two of our team members, did a science experiment where they made dirty water clean again, and the kids loved it. The next day was not only our last full day at KCH, but it was also the dedication ceremony for the new junior school, dining hall, and pre-primary addition. Last year, they donated the primary, or dedicated the primary school, so Valley School of Excellence is growing rapidly thanks to the many blessings from donors. The ceremony started at 11 and went until 2. As you can see, some of the little ones struggled to sit for that long, but the ceremony was full of dancing and many different people speaking. There were many community members and parents of village students that came out for the ceremony. There was part of the ceremony where the team and I were called up and we were gifted these beautiful woven blankets called shukas. They are traditional wraps for the Maasai people of Kenya. People stuck around and explored campus, and they were able to check out the new additions to KCH campus, especially the new junior school, dining hall, and pre-primary addition. While many of the community members looked around campus, most of us team members went to pack our bags and rest for a little bit since we were leaving early in the morning. That evening, we passed out the letters that the kids' sponsors wrote for them. The kids were really excited to get their letters and read them, and it was really sweet to see the older kids helping the younger ones read their letters. Some of the younger girls got new dresses from the donations that we brought, and they were very excited to wear them and show them off for us. This night for devotional, there was a birthday party for the birthdays of May and June. It also doubled as a going away party for our team. One of the little girls named Mary ended up falling asleep in my arms during the party and stayed asleep until one of the older girls carried her off to bed. All of the kids woke up extra early the next morning so they could say goodbye to us before we left. It was sad saying goodbye to all the kids, but it was amazing to have met them. We loaded up the bus with a lot fewer bags than we came with, and we headed off for the airport. Our next adventure was safari. We hopped on a really small plane to get to safari. We went on safari on the Maasai Mara, not only for a cool adventure, but it was time for us to spend as a team and bond and to reflect on our time at KCH. Seeing all of God's creatures in their natural habitat was so amazing. Each day, we would go out on a sunrise safari ride and an afternoon safari ride. We got up close and personal with so many animals, and our guide did an amazing job at explaining things to us and making sure we got to see as many animals as possible, even if that meant traversing the savanna. The animals did not see our safari cars as a threat, so we were able to get much closer to them than I ever thought possible. Evan and Marisa made a short little film of our time on safari, and I think it does a really good job of capturing the beauty that is the Maasai Mara. My time spent at KCH and on safari was an experience that I will never forget, and I am so blessed to have a church family like this one that supported me in going on this trip. Through this mission trip, God opened my eyes to what it is like in other parts of the world. Sometimes I think that we get caught up in what is happening in our own lives, and we forget that there are people who are not as fortunate as us. Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it." This verse declares God ownership and sovereignty over the entire created world. It emphasizes that everything, from the physical earth to all its inhabitants, belong to God. This trip has taught me that God is in control of my life, at college, at home, and abroad. He is also in control of little Mary and little Isaac's lives, as well as every single animal on the Maasai Mara. Kajiado is an example of God's will across the world. Again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for this amazing opportunity, and I highly recommend making the journey to Kajiado Children's Home if you ever have the opportunity. And I will stick around the back after service if you have any questions. Thank you.
As we think and reflect more about how we can serve others, let us reflect on how our offerings can be used to directly impact our neighbors, both here and abroad, like the children at Kajiado. I invite our ushers forward to collect our morning offerings. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless these gifts before us, that they may be used for your goodness, to lift others up who need you, to bring others closer to you, and that they may feel our love. In your loving name we pray. Amen.
And we'll close this morning by singing Are You Washed in the Blood? And following our spoken benediction, we'll sing verse 1 of Blessed Be the Tie That Binds.
As we part our ways this morning, let us be reminded to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And above all else, love your neighbor as yourself and love the Lord your God. Amen.